Hola. I need some money. I want to buy a new bag.
How does that even make any sense?
I can't get some money?
That doesn't make any sense. I have like two rent bills that I need to pay. You're asking me for some stupid money. Let's go upstairs now. Let's go upstairs.
I'm not in the mood.
Come on now.
No.
What is all this now? What's all this nonsense? It's been like 4 freaking months.
But I'm not in the mood.
It's 4 freaking months. What the hell is going on?
I don't know. I'm just not in the mood.
That's dumb. Stupid. So can we talk about us?
I'm on the phone right now.
I mean, don't you think we should work on this marriage? Some fucked up shit, seriously.
In this video, we're talking about how long should you try to save your marriage. Stay tuned.
Hey, what's going on? What's up, babe?
Hey, how you doing?
How long should we try to save a marriage? You're doing all this fighting. You're the only one fighting. Right? This whole thing has been in shambles. We haven't had sex in 3 years.
Jesus. Lord have mercy.
Right? He already told me. Not he. I'm a man.
Are you sure?
She already told me.
He didn't tell you.
She already told me.
You made me laugh.
She already told me that she can't stand my ass. But she's not sure what she wants to do. She needs to find herself. And basically, you know, I don't know what to do. You know, everybody told me to hold on and fight and just fight. And it's been 3 years. At what point? How long should I keep trying to save my marriage? How do you feel about that? Is there a time limit on that? Is there?
I hope that while you're trying to save your marriage and fight, that you are actually building yourself and doing things that really matter to you, taking care of yourself, making sure you come first. Because honestly, when it comes to a situation like this, I don't think there's a timeline.
All right, so if you want to kiss a girl, just keep staring at her lips. And she...
Oh my God. Can we focus here? Jesus.
Sorry. She's so right. She's absolutely completely right. Because the reason why people keep asking that question is because the idle mind is for sure the devil's playground.
Right.
You know, when you ask me that question, I want to say, how do you have time to know how long it's been? You know, how do you have time? Oh yeah, but I haven't had sex. I need sex. Well, in all honesty, we believe here that if you haven't had sex in 3 months, anything more,
your marriage
you probably don't have a marriage, and that's not a marriage you should want. It doesn't mean you can't get back with that person, but if you get back with them, you'll be building something completely brand new.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so now does that mean you should run around town and be sleeping around again?
No,
how do you have time for BS? You know, that's not to say having sex is BS. I'm just saying, if that's something that comes natural and you meet somebody and that somebody sweeps you off your feet, if you've had that situation, you probably would not be asking us how long should you be trying.
Yeah.
If somebody comes into your world and sweep you off your feet while your wife or your husband hasn't made any intimate move to you in 3 months, chances are you're just going to enjoy it and not ask anybody. You're going to keep it a secret, and we're just keeping it real, okay? You're not going to be asking because that person is probably new and, you know, and it's exciting, right?
Right?
So the reason why you're asking is because you don't even have that anyway. And if you go after chasing after that, it's like chasing after money. You're always going to lose. If you chase after sex, you'll lose, right? The only thing you can really build is relationship. And it's the only thing you should build with money as well, too. It's the same thing you should build with a spouse. It's a healthy relationship where you're both benefiting off of each other. You bring value to each other's life. And
right.
When I say that, I don't like using the word give and take, because give and take sounds like you're snatching from something. And that's expectations. And that doesn't work well for a lot of people. Everybody knows the give and take quote, and it doesn't work for them.
No, you don't remember.
That's because it's exactly because it's expectation. Okay, yeah. But when I'm talking about give and give, where everybody is getting value from each other, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So, because of that, let me bring my train of thought back real quick. You know, when people ask me that question, it's like, how do you have time? So let's work on how you would have time to worry about how long
that.
You should be trying to fix a marriage.
Right.
We did a video about divorce. You right. should not be attached to the word divorce. You should not be attached to the word marriage as well.
Mm-mm.
You should not be attached to any word, because words change meaning.
Yeah, I think that's part of one of the things that give us expectations and entitlement. You know, you go on like Instagram, for example, you see some people say, oh, the one and only Mrs. Carter. Or you know, the way they, you could just tell how much how entitled they are to that word. It means the world to them. Yeah. Now I'm not saying that if you're a missus, you shouldn't be proud, because
you
I
should
am
be proud.
Proud.
Yeah.
I am proud to be a missus.
Right.
You don't get it twisted. Right. I would, you know, do anything for my family. But at the same time, you know, you don't want to lose yourself into that. See, these days people get married and they come up with all these rules.
Yeah, the rules.
Oh, I'm your wife. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I'm your wife, you're not supposed to do that. Oh, babe, do you think there's another way we can do that instead of doing this way? That way the other person is not feeling overwhelmed. Because honestly, women, once women are married, you know, we just wear that crown like a queen. Like, we're ready. It's like, well, this is what we're made for.
Right.
But man,
until you start crying every night for the next 45 days, like Will Smith's wife.
Hey, real life shit. I'm telling you, these things happen. And man, they just got married. They're like, okay, hold up. You're putting the pressure on me. What's going on? I just
My exact word is that you're trying to put me in bondage.
Exactly. My husband said it once. I don't know what I said to him. You can't be putting me in bondage.
I don't want to be in any kind of bondage.
I was like, wait, what? Really? That's how you feel? I don't want anyone to
feel
that.
Yeah, that became easy for us.
So,
yeah.
Entitlement kills the marriage.
Expectations.
Attachment to the names. Oh,
yeah.
You know, there
to the meanings
to the
that
meanings.
You were raised with.
And
all those things.
Thing,
to religion.
Right. And there was one thing that my husband was always doing then, and he would say certain things like, you know, you're my girlfriend. You're my girlfriend for life. And I'm
right. I was doing certain things I didn't even know. Those are things that I would advise today.
Yeah.
But I didn't. But now that I understand the feelings that made me want to do it, I feel blessed to be able to teach it to other people.
Right.
But the reason was I didn't want to be, because I know the name wife carries certain weight that we will lose certain things we were enjoying without title.
Yes.
Which is fun. Which is no expectations. No, we're just happy to be together. We're just happy to be here.
Right.
We're not here because it's a rule or some kind of obligation or something like that. And and I knew that, but maybe what we could have done is find a balance between, yes, of course you're my wife.
Right.
That's anyway evident on paper per the government.
Right.
But no, you're my girlfriend. You know,
keep
it light and keep it fun.
Keep it light and sexy and cute and, you know, because these things, I'm serious.
It gets to people. It destroys the marriage.
It does destroy
the
title.
Can you think of a moment where the word wife would destroy, or wife or husband would destroy the marriage because of the attachment to the word and not the deeper meaning of what it's supposed to
be?
Because I know somebody's going to be here and be like, what do you mean? You're supposed to be happy with being wife. Well, I'm not Chiamanda. I know what I'm talking about. You should pay attention to context of what I'm saying here.
Right.
The idea is that even you want to be in a fun, loving, where nobody's...
Not because you're forcing that person.
Nobody is wrapping a rope around
like,
your head.
No. You're my husband. You shouldn't talk to nobody. Mm-hmm. You're not my wife. Why are you talking to that person? Like, wait, chill.
Yeah.
That's another adult.
And if you feel like it shouldn't be that way, well, your spouse may feel it should be that way. Mm. So relax. The point here is, relax.
relax. And what I found that works is reverse psychology.
Yeah.
You know, when you feel all tensed up and you want to go fight, do the opposite.
Yeah. Just
that
relax.
Always work.
Yep.
If we're only patient, you will get that thing you're looking for. Will be, you just get it just like that.
Yep.
But most human beings just, you know, we overreact.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they do. And when people ask to them or they feel hurt, they overreact.
Right.
Instead of, what is this person expecting me to do? Or subconsciously, what are they expecting me to do? React, huh? I should be angry.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You know what?
Not today.
I ain't going to do it.
Not today.
I'm not doing it for the vine.
No, hell no.
Yeah, so the point here is relax. But we kind of digressed and we probably went off topic a little bit. We're talking about how long should you try to save your marriage?
Right.
Well, it's still on point because if you're not so uptight about yourself, about life,
yes,
you wouldn't worry about how long. It doesn't matter. What you'll be worried about is that how can I have an awesome life in spite of
this person?
I have great health. I woke up this day. I didn't wake myself up. God said, hey, you got a gift today. You wake up today.
Gratitude.
You know, gratitude. You lead life with gratitude. You will know that, wait, why did I have time to worry about that?
Mm.
You know, now, the only thing you should be having if somebody is shut off completely on you, and it's been a while and you've been fighting for the marriage, you should start having empathy for them because that must suck. It can't be a fun place to just shut down
on
your marriage.
It's not a fun place.
Think about it that way.
It's never.
It can be.
Trust me, it's not.
That's something I learned very, like probably within 4 months. It took me about 3 to 4 months to learn that after our marriage shut down. It can't be fun for her to be behaving the way she's behaving. It must be something else. You know, even before we got into that, we would have some arguments about other people, third party. And you'd be trying to say that person did this. And I would always be looking for that person is probably suffering from something.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, like homosexuals, right?
Mm.
I don't have an opinion about that.
Mm.
Yes, I'm a practicing Christian, but I don't have an opinion about that. It must suck to not be able to walk on the street and feel safe. Nobody wants to just choose to do that. Oh no, they chose to be wicked. How's that choosing to be wicked? Think about it. Like nobody wants
it
to do that.
It makes no sense. To me, I'm like, it's not even my place.
Right.
Because I can never understand what it feels
so
to be
like
that way.
Just like that's not our space. Mm-hmm. It's not our, did you say space?
It's not my place.
Place. Just like that's not your place. If your spouse has shut down on you, the best thing you can do, right? Actually, that's what you should be doing already. Listening and communication. The best thing you can do is listen a little bit harder. Why is this person is saying something but cannot be said in words? They're trying to say something. They're hurting somehow.
Yeah.
And that hurt is shutting them down.
Right.
I find that really there's nobody in this world that can't forgive. But there are many people that have a hard time forgiving because no one is taking the time to listen in the first place.
Mm.
There's a lot of people like that.
Preach.
You know, so how long should you try to save your marriage? Let's actually answer that question before I dive into this email here.
Mm-hmm.
How long is you're not trying to save the marriage, okay? You're not trying to save the marriage. You're trying to use this period of time to work on yourself. This period of time that your marriage is shut down is a blessing. It's a blessing in disguise that you can use. She mentioned it a little lightly earlier. You can use to build yourself. And if you take that time to build yourself, you will showcase a brand new man, a brand new woman, and it will only be natural for somebody in their right mind to be attracted back to that.
Mm.
How long that's going to take, I don't know. You should not have a time limit on how long you should be building yourself anyway.
Don't have expectations.
It's a lifetime. It's like that person that says, I'm going to stop working out. I've been working out for 2 weeks. I haven't dropped a weight. Hello? It's supposed to be a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a
lifestyle. You're not
going to
see a weight drop in 2 weeks.
Mm-mm.
You may see in 2 years. You may see 10 years. Mm. I don't know. How about that's not the goal? The goal is to make it a lifestyle.
A lifestyle, yes.
Whatever we tell you to do to help save your marriage, it's not designed to manipulate the other person. It's designed to build you to a place where you're attractive to the person you deserve. Very likely it's going to be your ex or your husband because you guys already know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already have a connection there,
yeah.
Right? They're going to see it.
They
you don't have to force it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't see it, let's say it's one of those few situations they don't see it, it won't matter to you because you're so confident in yourself and you're going to attract the kind of love that you deserve.
Yes, absolutely.
So this man said, I really need your help. Recently, my husband, who have been married to for a little under a year, wants a divorce. He says, I don't trust him, and we have so many problems communicating and with honesty. All right, so somebody's shutting down. When people are shutting down, they use all these words. Communication is like a hit word that everybody throws around. We just have problem communicating. Okay, fix that problem. What's the problem? Right?
No problem communicating because you're talking at each other.
Yeah.
So not listening.
We've been together for about 6 years total, and things were great for a long time. But this last year, the last year they've been married. We were talking about that earlier.
Right.
That was in this episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've been together for 6 years. Mm-hmm. They've been married for 1 year, a little under a year.
Wow.
For the longest, things were good. In that last 1 year,
when they were dating, things were good.
Things were good. In that last one, this is the biggest mistake that married people make. They get into that married thing.
Married mode.
Yeah.
And then it becomes the,
yeah,
now I'm a bitch. Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why do you have to change?
It's all psychology.
It is.
Yeah, it's just the brain.
It is.
Because you put so much weight, attachment, expectations.
The wife title, the husband title.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden she doesn't trust him anymore. Mm-hmm. And he senses that and say, you know, if you're not going to trust me,
mm-hmm.
I need to be out of this situation. Right. So he shuts off. But this last year has been so tough. Between sex problems, he wants it a lot. I hardly ever need it. Well, she can't need it if she doesn't trust him, right? That's a number one issue, which is a major issue. They have sex problems.
She doesn't trust him. She doesn't respect him.
She's not gonna want to have sex. A woman who doesn't trust you will not want to have sex because it's mental, and she can't. She doesn't want that. She does. She said she calls it. She doesn't need it. The funny thing is that woman who doesn't want sex doesn't even know why. They don't know why.
Just not turned on.
Because if they knew why, they would just be like, you know what? I'm not turned on because this thing is bothering my mind.
Mm.
Let's sort it out. But they don't even know why. So they get into a place where they're powerless too, and they're not trying to use it as a weapon either.
Mm.
It's just not there. So, problems with money, second biggest problem.
Yep.
And him thinking I don't trust or desire him anymore. Wait, what? He thinks you don't trust, desire him anymore? You don't. You're not having sex. Right?
Yep.
If you're not having sex, you don't. Some people say, but it's just me. No, it's not just you.
No, it's not just you.
That's the horrible thing to accept. And
you should work on that. That shouldn't be.
I know we say accept a lot of stuff, but that's not one of them.
No, that's not.
You can't accept that it's just me. Well, it's just you. Your marriage is crumbling. How about that?
You need to be having sex 3 times a week.
There you go. She says
the most.
I didn't say that. She said that.
I'm just saying.
But I agree. So, let's see here. But I don't trust or desire him anymore, and that I'm not honest with him. He wants to end it. Well, I would want to end it too, because like we said earlier, if you haven't had sex in 3 months, there's no marriage by default. I don't care how much marriage certificate you signed. If there hasn't been any sex,
there's no intimacy
in 3 months, shut it off. Unless there's a medical reason, somebody is sick or something. That would be obvious.
Yeah.
You know. Let's see here. I know I've been a terrible spouse to him, and I totally admit it. I was living off of him, his money, and his effort. But our marriage is worth saving, and I know I can change. We're both moved out and in with our parents. He's so cold towards me, and I've definitely broken the rules, and I've gotten emotional in front of him. He says he need to see major changes in me before he'll even consider being with me again. But other times, he says he's done for good. We talk daily. Yeah, that's the confusion. Okay. Mm. So a lot of people have they think it's only women that do that. Men does that too, where they shut up, but they're confused. Sometimes they say they want to be there. Sometimes they say, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they say, I just don't know. I need some time. Mm-hmm. You know, they are truly confused. It's understandable because they're married to you. They're not just going to up and leave. It's not right. That simple.
It's not that easy.
You know, but for a fact, our actions shows that the marriage is over. It's over. But there is hope. There is hope. So he needs to see major change. But other times you say it's done for good. We talk daily, but it's just about moving and bills. I don't know what to do to show him I've grown into a better person. So what's wrong with that, babe? You tell us what's wrong. Sit up, baby. Tell us what's wrong with that. She want to show him. What's going on with that?
Something. That's like what's wrong with that. The fact that she wants to show him.
Yeah. Expectations. Because now you're putting an expectation on him to see that. You need him to see that. You are going to be needy. Being needy is going to kill attraction even further. And then you're creating more. You're digging more hole. You're already in a hole. Stop digging. Okay? So the key thing in this statement is you want to show him that you've been a better person. If you're so busy becoming a better person, you won't have time to be showing him. He will see it himself in his own time.
Yes.
But the time wouldn't matter to you because you're so busy enjoying becoming a better person.
Right.
Okay. And if he misses out and, you know, you attract somebody else that sweeps you off your feet, he's lost.
Yep.
But that's life. But life is too short to waste it waiting on another human being. You live your life, become a better person for you, not for the other person.
Right.
All right. He says I act like a child, which is partially true.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what that means, but I've never had to live on my own. It sounds like he's putting you down a lot. He's abusing you with words. And you're tolerating it, and that kills attraction more too.
That's true.
If I'm talking down on her and she lets me talk down on her more, I don't want her even more.
Yep.
If I talk down on her and she said, "What are you talking to like that?" I like the sauciness. You get it? Now I'm like, what is in her? What's making her talk like that? But really, attraction is building right there.
Right.
Now I'm interested, like, what you think? Talk back at me. But the attraction is growing.
Right.
And then slowly but surely they were like, you talked at me like that the other time. But I'm paying attention. It's like the attraction is growing because she did not allow me to talk down on her. It's like Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
It happens to women
too.
No
one likes a punk.
Nobody likes a punk. She says it, not me. All right. And this exchange is happening in married lives a lot.
Oh, it does.
You let someone talk down on you, you don't talk back, they're going to be less and less attracted to you, okay, just because you're being a punk. You need to speak up and say out. Unless there's physical violence, if they're gonna lift this thing and throw it at you, then don't speak up, call the hotline.
Okay, get out.
All right. So but other times he says it's done good. Okay let's jump. I've never had to leave on my own and fend for myself, so my first goal is to get my own place, but I don't know what to do to get him back. Well, that first thing is all you need to be focused on ever.
Yep.
Self-sustainable. I don't care if you're a woman, a man. Bless you, babe.
Thank you.
If you have to depend on another person, you will come off needy.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the woman allowing a man to take care of her. But that means we're in a good place. That means we sit down together. That means, like my wife, I have certain things that I tap into when it comes to my business. And I say, babe, what do you think about this? And you have me do this admin stuff. Do this part for me. And that's different. You know, I'm benefiting from her in that way. We're in a great place. But if we get into a very bad place, the first thing she's going to pick up that will make her confidence go lower is the fact that she depends on me.
Mm.
It will kill confidence. And if she doesn't have confidence, it kills attraction.
Yep.
And it causes confusion in marriage too. So you have to be self-sustainable to a certain extent.
Yep.
Where you are right now, that you're completely shut off, you need to be fully self-sustainable. Okay? You need to do something about that. Go find a job at ShopRite, at Walmart, something just for yourself. Mm-hmm. Live with somebody until you become self-sustainable and not depending on him, and work on yourself. And trust me, it takes 1 second for God to change your life. It's not going to take 10 years. Mm-mm. But start from somewhere. Whatever you have right now, I'd be appreciative of it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's just a job at ShopRite, at the next retail store over there, be happy about that. If it's just driving Uber, I know all about that, trust me. Yeah, some people are going to be surprised about that. If it's just driving Uber or Lyft, do that so you can be self-sustainable. Yeah. But God can change your life like that, you know. If you work with what you have right now, if you don't learn how to work with what you have right now, you become that guy in that talent parable with one talent, and you're not using it, and you're complaining that you didn't get 10 like the other guy.
Mm-mm.
But then you're basically casted away because you don't appreciate what you already
what you have. Yeah, you have. It's true. You need to.
Yeah. So gratitude is a big part of this.
Yes, and you need to snap out of that fear. It doesn't. Don't think that. Oh, because you're not with this person now, you can't survive. That is actually very wrong.
It's false.
It's very false, yes, because
yeah, it's not
you
true.
Will be surprised, you shock yourself at the things you can even do when you have no one around you.
Yeah.
You'll be pushed.
So that's one of the issues that's making her ask, how long should I keep trying?
Mm.
Well, if you keep waiting for that answer to that question, you'll be in misery for a long time.
And it would detect it too, that you
and that kills attraction more
because of that. And no,
not because the future taking go. Money from him. That's mm-hmm. not the issue. It's the lack of confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if you're taking money from me, and I don't mind, for most men they don't really, it's not about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But if you're acting like that's a problem,
mm-hmm.
that's your confidence.
Right.
That's been affected, and I can see that, and that's disgusting him, you know.
Right.
Because you're complaining about something that he's not complaining about, basically. You
that's
know?
You not believing in yourself. You
yes.
have, you know.
It happens to the other way, too. If you are a man who wants to say, just go ahead and kiss. Don't ask, can I kiss?
I think, I'm sorry to say, that is the dumbest question.
It's like, don't do that. Go for it. Worst case scenario, she will turn her mouth and say no. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not the end of the world.
But the best
saying,
way...
can I kiss? I've always found that question to be ridiculous. Every time I heard
most
it,
women find
in
it
a movie, you, can I kiss? No, yeah. As a matter of fact, you can't.
Yeah. Most women
find
it ridiculous.
Since you want permission.
I've always found it ridiculous, too. I mean, she knows
that's
me.
Funny.
The first time we kissed, I went for it.
You
I didn't
gotta
ask.
Be a go-getter.
Anytime...
I mean, you could feel the energy. If that person is
you
feeling
feel it
you.
Too. Yeah, you could feel it, too.
Come on.
Anytime somebody asks me and say, what do you think about her? That means somebody they're trying to get with. I'm like... If you
you're
have to
not
ask
confident
me that question,
about that person.
If you have to ask me that question, don't do it.
Yeah. I'm not the one in a relationship with her.
Yeah.
You are.
You should be like... in your heart of hearts, you don't care what he feels about her.
I love this person to death. That person is my world.
That's it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's my goal.
And
some
people can call it, well, you don't listen to nobody. Well, oh well. Since when has attraction needed to listen to nobody?
Okay.
You know, this
not
is real life.
You,
you know.
Like.
So we're talking confidence. Okay, confidence is attractive. It's just
very attractive.
Attractive. And it can be so attractive and intimidating at the same time.
Yep.
But yet they want a part of it.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see here, but I don't know what to do to get him back. You need to focus on yourself to
Absolutely.
Increase the chances of getting him back.
Yes.
Okay. You need to focus on yourself. You need to create a brand new relationship with God. You need to find your purpose and focus on your purpose, and then get into self-development. Read our book, Get My Marriage Back, 10 to 15 times. Get your confidence back. If you get him back by manipulating him before that, it's going to be temporary. It will break apart again. Okay? I'm scared those changes in the long run. I only know how to improve myself. No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Because this is a long-ass email. And somebody who's focused on their own passion will not be writing this kind of emails. And I want to encourage you, if you feel like you should write an email, please write it so we can help you through it. But I'm just saying, all right, if you were focused on the right things already, you wouldn't be. So now let's go focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I don't want to discourage people that want to write that email, because you may need to hear us to boost that confidence so you can go focus. All right. I'm scared those changes in the long run won't even matter to him.
Don't worry about him. Yeah.
It wasn't about him those seven years ago before you got back together.
Mm-mm.
Within those 6 years, it wasn't about him.
Mm-mm.
And it became all about him in the marriage. And then you
That's
see what
the problem.
Happens.
Yeah.
It's not about him. It's about you becoming 100%.
Yep.
And then if he's not 100%, which clearly he's not, we don't know what's going on with him. We don't care, right? If he's not 100%, you don't need him to be 100%. You're there to give. You come into a relationship to give, period, point blank. But you can't give what you don't have.
No, you can't. And God put us all on this earth for a reason.
It's a purpose.
You have your
you need
own
to find
purpose.
It.
You just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Don't make it about him.
Yeah, you need to find it. Your purpose is not him. Your purpose needs to be higher than him.
Yep.
My purpose is higher than her. Her purpose is higher than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we cheat on our purpose to be with each other. That's how the gentleman put it the other time.
Yeah.
But that's facts. Okay. So we have very limited time for bullshit.
Can't have time for bullshit, man.
Okay. So how long should you try to save your marriage? However long it takes to build yourself back up.
Yep.
Be confident. Be in your purpose.
Yep.
And after that, we will see if you still have that question. How about that? Chances are you're not going to have that question anymore. And then problem solved. Yep. All right. So getmymarriageback.com. That's where the book is. It's a free PDF. You can also get the paperback, Kindle, audiobook.
Audio.
And smash that like button if you got some really good stuff from here. And click the share button if you like this video. I know you do. But comment your comment below. It can be as long as you want, as low as you want. But we are going to address it so you can help you get to where you need to be. So you can save your marriage, fix your broken marriage, build a healthy relationship, but more importantly, be self-sustainable. All right, that's all we have for you. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.